Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are dealing with a traffic jam back at the station, Al, because we currently have both Mike Lombardi and Dick Vermeil checking in with us. Oh. Joe is working out which one can move to 9 so we can get them all in this morning.
Okay.
Because everybody wants to talk some football with us, and I would love to do that any second now. I don't. Do we what have do you, word I, on which
I
one
bet,
we got yet?
I bet Vermeil and then Lombardi.
All right. Yes, you are correct.
Good choice.
On the line with us right now is the legend himself, calling us, I believe it's like 3:45 in Hawaii, the great Dick Vermeil, sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield. This will be his fearless forecast. How you doing, Dick?
Good morning. I'm doing all right.
Dick, yeah, what's it like in Hawaii?
It's been beautiful weather, of course, a little bit windy. We practiced for our game in a different stadium each day, which makes it a little bit different, but we're doing okay, thank you.
And these are high school kids, right, Dick?
Yeah, high school all-stars, yeah. Most of them are already committed to the big schools all over the country, and these kids are all they're the Polynesian descent from 12 different states, including Hawaii, and these kind of things. They're not all native Hawaiian kids. They're from all over the country, but with Polynesian descent, and there's some real good football players here, believe me.
Well, I got to tell you, Dick, I heard you're in Hawaii, and I saw your latest ad, Independence Blue Cross. Is that where you found the fountain of youth, Dick? Because you look better than I do, and I'm a little younger than you. I don't understand how you're doing it.
Well, you got to take good care of yourself. That's what Blue Cross has always said.
That's the problem. Yeah, I think that's where I went wrong. All right, Dick, let's start with this, all right? Doug Peterson was on our show on Monday and told me he wasn't nervous before the fourth and goal play that decided the season. Would you have been nervous?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's your whole year, right, Dick? You're not sure.
Yeah,
what did you think when you...
He has a lot of poise. He has a lot of poise, and I think that comes from being on the sideline as a quarterback and playing in games as a quarterback, as an NFL quarterback, which is different than some guy played at San Jose State, believe me. So I think he has natural poise, and he carries it over, and I think he presents that to his team, and it's why they play well under pressure.
You know, Dick, we weren't that impressed initially with Doug, and now obviously we are. You did see good things in him right from the beginning, correct? What did you see even before?
Well, I'm always optimistic, yeah. I'm always optimistic when I evaluate another coach. I really am. I like to be supportive, be positive about him. I know how tough a job it is, and I know some guys are going to make it, and I know some guys are going to fail. But I just didn't see him failing because of the background he had in his playing career and his coaching career with Andy Reid and the other people he's been around. I thought he would succeed. I know how sincere the Eagle organization is about winning from the owner of the team on down. And as you just said, Howie Roseman, he certainly deserved the Manager of the Year award from the NFL. So it's a great combination of people working unselfishly all for the same reason.
Hey, Dick, you were in this spot several times as a head coach facing the league, the conference championship game. What's it like? Is it different than a regular game? Do you prepare differently? What do you have to do?
Well, first, if you're going to win the football, you've got to play your best football. You can't expect the team you're playing to play down. They're going to play well. And I have said all along, I sincerely believed if the Eagles got home field advantage in the playoffs, they would win. And it's not going to be easy, but Minnesota's a fine team. They're very well balanced. Pat Shermer's done a great job at that offense. You have to remember, the offensive coordinator a year ago left in midseason, and Pat took over. And obviously the coach's head coach was bright enough to give Pat the opportunity to coach him this season, and with a combination of the head coach being a great defensive coach with a good defensive team. Pat has put that offense together with a quarterback we didn't know, similar to a Kurt Warner experience, and here they are playing a championship game, and it'll be very difficult, but I think it'll be more difficult for them to beat Philadelphia in Philadelphia.
See, but Dick, this is the thing that always amazes me. To all these years since you coached here, you still have an amazing bond with the fans. Do you have any explanation for how that developed into what it is?
Well, I think they had lost for so many years prior to myself and my staff coming here that they sort of identified with the struggle to get better, and it was a struggle. And I think they appreciated the work ethic. I think they appreciated the overall approach in handling the players and the kind of kids we brought there. And I think it sort of helped identify me. I get the credit for it, but it was an entire organization, Jimmy Murray and the likes. And I think the people identified with that so much, and it ended up being good enough to get us into the Super Bowl, not good enough to win it. And I think the people, again, they just identified with us, and they haven't lost that identity. And you know how loyal the Eagle fans are once you're part of their family.
Oh.
And they make the commitment to believe in you. They hang on to that belief, and I appreciate it very much. And I've spent a lot of time, as do other people, in the community, and I've met a lot of people, tried to help a lot of different charities all over, using the credibility that I developed through my career there. And then I think also staying in the community after coaching there. You know, I have my two sons' families are still there. And I just, you know, I think I consider myself a Philadelphia guy. And fortunate for me, the people consider me a Philadelphia guy. So it's a win-win, at least for me.
Absolutely. I want to go, let's look at it from the other coach's point of view today, Dick. You saw how the Vikings won that game. First of all, were you as amazed as we were at how that game ended?
Yeah, it was. First off, it was a great football game. We know that. It's been said all along. And, you know, actually, they're here not because the team didn't play well or good enough to beat them, but there was a fundamental breakdown in technique used to try to make a tackle. In fact, I used that example on my practice field yesterday because all those kids saw that game. And I had a corner come up and make a play, absolutely beautiful play. A little guy about 5'9", 170 pounds, and made a beautiful tackle. And I stopped the whole practice and pointed out to the kids, if a New Orleans defensive back had made that play that he had the opportunity to make using the same correct fundamental, New Orleans would be playing Saturday rather than the Vikings. Just to emphasize the importance of the game. I feel bad for that young man because it's going to be something he's going to carry the rest of his life.
Absolutely. But, Dick, I'm just wondering if the coach or the Vikings players are thinking in the back of their mind, we're only still playing because of a fluke. Do you think that at all?
Well, I tell you, any time you beat New Orleans in a game like that with the quarterback that they have and Drew Brees and the coach that they have, I think you've got to believe you're pretty darn good.
Yeah.
I thought the game was over at halftime. No.
Yep.
Drew Brees brings – then I thought the game was over. No. Drew Brees brings it back. Then Pat Shermer does the same thing. So I think it was a great NFL football game.
All right, but if you had your choice – face Brees or face this Vikings defense, which is the best in the game, what are you better off with?
I would say the way that the Vikings are playing with that quarterback and how he's performed, I'd say you're probably better off playing the Saints.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I wasn't ready for okay. All right, Dick, one last thing before I get your pick. You know what it's like to win this game and go to the Super Bowl. What is that like? Could you just describe it so we'll understand what's at stake here?
You know, for me, it was always a very humbling experience. You know, you almost can't explain the feeling you get when something like this happens. And to me, it always moved to all the people that helped us accomplish the win. And not only the players, the guys in the office, the personnel department, the ownership, the management team, you know, you all do those things together. Now, the head coach gets a lot of credit of it, and sometimes maybe almost too much credit for it, because he's sort of the hood ornament of the car. He's out in front. He's up on top, and everybody identifies with him and the quarterback. But I'll tell you, to win an NFC Championship game and even get in it is tough. And it, but for me, it was always, Emil, you thought about everybody that contributed to getting it done.
Well, I'm looking forward in a couple of weeks to ask you what it's like to win it, because I think they might be going, Dick, but you get the fearless forecast from Independence Blue Cross. Who do you like in this game Sunday night?
I believe the Eagles will beat them, okay? But I'm going to say the same thing I said a week ago. They're going to have to play well, because the physical matchup, I mean, they're good on defense, we're good on defense. It could go either way with one play. But I believe in Philadelphia, more of those plays will come toward Philadelphia just because of the overall support of the fans. The home team is an advantage. That's all there is to it. And I think I don't have the stats on it, believe it or not. But I just believe championship games, more often than not, are won on the home field. And I think Philadelphia is a good enough football team to keep those odds in the home team field with a team that's extremely well coached and guys that have played well all year. It's not a fluke that these kids are playing in the championship game. Okay. Wow. I mean, they have played like that many times during the year.
Dick, I can't thank you enough for doing this all the way from Hawaii. And needless to say, people that are having parties, get some Vermeil's wines. They're phenomenal. Go to vermeilwines.com. And, Dick, I'll talk to you in 2 weeks when we're getting ready for the Super Bowl, okay?
All right. Let's do it. Thank
Aloha.
You.
Aloha. See you later, Dick. Dick Vermeil.
He's awesome.
Out getting up in the middle of the night to do that.
Guy,
is that amazing?
A for effort.
Now, we got an awesome poker professional sitting here, Lexi, and we got Mike Lombardi on the line. We got a lot for you. We come back 9:20. Joe Buck, don't go anywhere. WIP Sports Time 8:50.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.